It's been 1 year since destructive tornadoes ripped through Nashville and other parts of Middle Tennessee, killing more than 20 people. With the need to rebuild came concerns about developers using the opportunity to further gentrify the historically black North Nashville neighborhood. Some residents feared their neighbors would be enticed by a flood of offers to leave. But as Damon Mitchell of member station WPLN reports, some homeowners decided to stay and rebuild.
In the immediate aftermath, Ivan Boggs never considered leaving North Nashville. I first met him as he was clearing debris from the outside of his home.
1 minute it's there and the next minute just gone.
And did you all have time to think? What did you all do?
It happened so fast, all I could do was go to the ground.
The tornado spun through Boggs' block, destroying some homes and cars while leaving others hardly touched. Months later, I revisited him at his home, which he's owned for 17 years. From his living room, he glanced out the window and described the damage house by house.
The one next to Mr. Steve is remodeling. You know, it was there. It was just sucked out. Everything was sucked out through the tornado. It just was gutted.
Boggs has since finished rebuilding his home. He says several of his friends and longtime neighbors also held on to their properties. But that isn't to say he hasn't noticed new changes.
As I see on 16th, all the newer and bigger homes over on 16th, those, I feel like the landlord sold the property.
North Nashville was one of several hard-hit neighborhoods after the tornado tore apart hundreds of homes and businesses. But even before the storm, the area was already attracting developers. That raised concerns that residents would sell off their damaged homes. As a result, the Equity Alliance and other community groups led homeowner education and door-knocking campaigns, including Don't Sell Out the North, to get people to stay.
For some of those properties, which normally would have not sold if it had not been a storm, I'm definitely sure that there's a case there for some of those properties, no doubt.
That's Vivian Wilhoit. She's Nashville's property assessor. Wilhoit says she's aware of how much gentrification has affected the area, but also points out that in 2020, she didn't see an immediate increase in home sales in the damaged 37208 zip code. That includes tornado-damaged North Nashville and Germantown.
In the prior year, the number of properties that sold that were residential was 231. So in 2019, it was higher than the year of the March tornado.
Her numbers show about 50 fewer sales happened in the storm year. Homeowners like Mimi Graham, whose house was damaged just a mile away from Ivan Boggs, says the area had already been swamped with new development, so there isn't much left to protect from gentrification.
Yeah, it was changing before the tornado hit. They were putting up all these different type of houses, and they didn't match the houses that are here.
Graham was born and raised in the community. She says she didn't want to leave just because things were changing around her.
My dad worked hard and he bought this home. He came from Alabama, and you know how rough it was in Alabama for him. And so that's why he moved to Nashville, to make a better life for himself and his family.
Graham is one of many homeowners who've been assisted through Nashville's Tornado Recovery Group. It's run by nonprofit Community Foundation of Middle Tennessee. That's the largest organizer for tornado recovery. They've given more than $6 million to frontline nonprofits that are helping with the rebuild. The funds are allowing Graham to repair her home, which is still under construction a year after the tornado. I popped in on a construction worker to see the progress in November.
This is going to be one big open room. And this right here is the center part of the house. This is coming completely out to where it's open to the kitchen.
For Graham, rebuilding her home is a way of preserving her father's work after he moved to the neighborhood. For years, before and after the storm, Graham has been getting phone calls, emails, and text messages to sell. But she says there's pride in having a legacy that's from the area.
It's just the north side. It's like our territory, our hood.
Graham says she won't be pushed out by tornadoes or gentrification. And in the future, her home would be passed down to younger family members. For Here and Now, I'm Damon Mitchell.